咁我哋读嘅经文系嚟自创世纪嘅二十章一至到十三节。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of Genesis, chapter 20, verses 1 to 13.
咁我哋会用启英嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll be reading this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
创世纪二十章第一节，亚伯拉罕从那里向南地迁去，寄居在加底斯和舒尔中间的基拉尔。亚伯拉罕称他的妻撒拉和儿子基拉尔和亚比米勒差人亚撒拉娶了去。但夜间神来在梦中对亚比米勒说：你是个死人啊，因为你 娶了那女人来，她原是别人的妻子。他还没有亲近撒拉，他说：主啊，连有义的国你也要毁灭吗？那人岂不是自己对我说，她是我的妹子吗？就是女人也自己说，她是我的哥哥。我做这事是心正守洁的。神在梦中对他说，我知道你做这事心中正直，我也拦阻了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不用你沾着他。现在你把这人的妻子归还他，因为他是先知，他要为你祷告，使你存活。你若不归还他，你当知道，你和你所有的人都必要死。亚比米勒清早起来，召了神仆，将这事都说给他们听，他们都甚惧怕。亚比米勒召了亚伯拉罕来，对他说：你怎么向我这样行呢？我在什么事上得罪了你？你竟使我和我国里的人陷在大罪里。你向我行不当行的事了。亚比米勒又对亚伯拉罕说：你叫什么才做这事呢？亚伯拉罕说：我以为这地方的人总不惧怕神，必为我妻子的缘故杀我，而且他也实在是我的妹子，他与我是同父异母，后来做了我妻子。我们一起读第十三节。当神叫我离开父家漂流在外的时候，我对他说：我们无论走到什么地方，你可以对人说他是我的哥哥，这就是你待我的恩典了。
Genesis chapter 20 verse 1. From there Abraham journeyed toward the territory of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, and for she is a man's wife. Now Abimelech, did he not himself say to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands, I have done this. 'Now then, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, so that he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours.' So Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told them all these things. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, 'What have you done to us? And how have I sinned against you, that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? You have done to me things that ought not to be done.' And Abimelech said to Abraham, 'What did you see that you did this thing?' Abraham said, 'I did it because I thought there is no fear of God at all in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife.'" So she is indeed his sister. Do not Let us read the last verse together. And when God caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, this is the kindness you must do me. At every place to which we come, say of me, he is my brother.
牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系救责难除。
The title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is Old Habits Die Hard.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好高兴喺度见到大家。
I am so pleased to see everyone.
啊，上个礼拜我当我崇拜之前，我坐喺前边嘅时候咧，突然间听见后边好大嘅欢叫嘅声音。
Last week, as I was sitting in the front, I heard lots of laughter in back of me.
啊，原来有几位弟兄姊妹好耐冇见噶啦，佢上个礼拜翻嚟一齐参加崇拜。
There were brothers and sisters whom we hadn't seen in person for a while, and they had returned in person. It is indeed a very joyous thing to see our friends again. Especially when we see a friend who is so close to us, that is.Indeed, very joyous.
呢个就系我哋嘅神，呢个就系我哋一齐嘅嚟敬拜佢嘅时刻。
This dear friend is our God. This is a time when we are to worship Him.
啊，所以我哋一同嘅今日嚟敬拜佢，要一同嚟听佢嘅话语。
So let's worship Him together today and to listen to His word.
啊，我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together.
但系你系一个伟大嘅神。
Lord, you are a great God.
在我们还未想到怎样可以去找到你的时候，你就先来找我们。
Before we even thought of seeking you, you sought us first.
你甚至用你的宝血，你耶稣基督的宝血在十字架上买足我们回来。
You even redeemed us with your son's blood.
好叫我们今天能够更用喜乐用个心去亲近你，去敬拜你。
So that today we may come close to you to worship you.
求主你今日当我讲到同埋 Cathy 翻译嘅时候
，Today as I preach and as Cathy interprets,
俾我哋有新心灵有呢个力量。
Let us have the strength and the heart.
亦都俾会众一同嚟听嘅时候，你圣灵喺我哋当中嘅工作。
That as all of us listen to you, your Holy Spirit would work within us.
愿你得到所有的荣耀。
May you have all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在第二次世界大战的时候
，During World War II，
当时的英国的首相丘吉尔讲过一句嘅说话。
The Prime Minister of United Kingdom had said the following.
佢话咧，嗰啲唔能够从历史里面吸取教训嘅人咧，佢注定系要重蹈覆辙。
Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it。
当我哋睇今日嘅世界嘅时候，都系咁嘅样。
So as we look around the world today, the same thing is happening。
我哋人真系冇乜从个历史嘅里面去吸取到咩嘅教训。
Indeed, we have not learned from history.
人的自大和骄傲
，our ego and our pride，
人的贪婪和权力欲仍然控制住我哋人的心
，and our way to covet and our way of desiring power attract us。
所以传道书都系咁讲，喺日光之下都系定无新事。
Therefore, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that there is nothing new under the sun.
在我们年轻的时候没有学会的事情，神今日都仍然要我们去学。
Things that we have not learned when we were younger, God still wants us to learn today.
我们学过的事情仍然继续会发生。
Things that we've learned would continue to happen.
直到我们见主面那天。
Until we see the Lord's face again.
直到我们更加像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Until we are more like his son Jesus.
当我们读今天的经文的时候，你有没有觉得好像似曾相识的感觉呢？
Do you feel a sense of familiarity as we were reading this passage today?
牧师，为什么你还在说这件事呢？
Pastor Thomas, why are you repeating this?
都是说亚伯拉罕，又要告诉别人，他老婆是他的妹。
It's all about Abraham telling other people that his wife was his sister.
然后被那些当地的王拿去王宫。
And then she was taken into the palace of the king.
差点还被去性侵犯。
She almost lost her purity.
后来又被神救出来。
And then she was rescued by God.
今天我们看真些的时候。
But as we look a little closer today.
今天我们看第二十章这个经文和十二章所记载的是两件事来的。
The event that is described in chapter 20 versus that of chapter 12 are two different things.
在不同的地方的王和不同的年份的发生。
Different time, different kings.
在第一次的时候，当时还叫亚伯兰的，他在75岁的时候，因为他饥荒，他落了去埃及。
And in chapter 12, Abram, who was 75 years old, because of famine, had gone to Egypt.
因为他六十几岁的老婆撒来很漂亮，所以法老将他拿去王宫。
And the then 60-some-odd years old Sarai was beautiful, and she was taken to go into the Pharaoh's palace.
当时神就插手就救回撒来出来了。
And then God intervened, and he rescued Sarah.
自此之后，神就很多次的去应许亚伯兰，说要将迦南地赐给他，为他的后代。
And multiple times, God had promised Abram that he will give him lots of descendants.
并且叫他的后代成为一个很大的国家。
And the descendants would become a great nation. And they will also be a blessing to other nations.
亚伯兰因着这样去相信神的时候，神就称他为义。
Because of God, Abram's faith, God credited him with righteousness.
神就定了跟他立约，给他一个新的名，就我今天叫他做亚伯拉罕了。
And God even made a covenant with Abram, and he is now called Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕和撒来，因为曾经他用自己的方法，他藉着夏甲生了一个儿子。
And Abraham and Sarah had used their own devices and had gotten a son through the maidservant Hagar.
就咁样样为佢自己同埋咁佢以后嘅世代带来咗好多嘅麻烦。
And it had introduced lots of problems, not only to themselves but also to generations to come.
但神并冇因为亚伯拉罕嘅不信而失信。
But God never lost faith due to Abraham's lack of faith.
当我们一直看下来的时候，继续在锻炼亚伯拉罕的信心。
Actually, God had been nurturing Abraham's faith.
当你和我都以为他会是一个很成熟的基督徒的时候，
When you and I feel that we are maturing as a Christian,
神喺呢度，佢再让佢遇见嗰当初啊个遇见嘅嗰个嘅试探。
God once again introduced that same temptation that he had experienced before.
啊，今次你睇到亚伯拉罕佢再一次嘅失脚。
And once again, we see the failure of Abraham.
啊，喺呢度我哋睇到嘅争啲，佢使到撒拉咧失去咗呢个贞洁。
And here we see that he almost caused Sarah to lose her purity.
啊，后果唔单止话好似咧，白费咗神咁多年嚟对佢嘅教导同埋栽培。
Not only did he seem to have wasted all the nurturing and the lessons that God wanted him to learn through the years.
啊，更加嘅会使到神都预备用嚟拯救人类嗰个计划去失败。
Even more importantly, the plan that God had for future generations seemed to have failed.
啊，就系嗰个咩计划咧？就系嗰个神用嚟预备嚟践踏撒旦个头嗰个女人后裔嗰个计划。
What was that plan? That plan was to crush the head of Satan.
啊，因为我哋睇到啊，啱啱神先啲话应许过话，撒拉一年之后咧，佢会生佢一个儿子。
Because we know that God had promised Sarah would have conceived, and 1 year later she would give birth to a son.
啊，即系话咧，撒拉个生育功能咧已经重新嘅开启啦。
In other words, she was able to conceive.
啊，所以你睇到啊，撒喺咁样时候，撒旦佢咧就偷偷笑啦。所以睇到啦，撒旦都喺度偷偷笑啦。
So when that was happening, Satan was smirking.
啊，但系神仍然开恩喺当中将撒拉救翻出嚟。
But God again was merciful, and he rescued and intervened with Sarah.
啊，真系噶，无论一个基督徒啊，你信咗主几耐都好。
Indeed, no matter how long you've been a believer,
就喺我哋呢个已经被称义但仲未完全成圣嘅呢一段嘅时间嘅里面。
But during this time when we've been credited with righteousness, but we have not totally been sanctified,
我哋仍然有好多信心嘅功课要去学，同埋或者要再学噶。
There are still so many lessons of faith that we have to learn.
啊，我哋仍然有好多罪嗰个性情，我要将佢治死。
There is still such sinful nature that we need to put to death.
啊，以致到我哋先能够活得更加像神嘅儿子耶稣基督。
So that we can live and to look more like God's Son Jesus.
啊，等你睇。其实正如阿比米勒呢个王咁，我哋都好想知道吓，点解亚伯拉罕唔直情话佢亚伯撒拉系佢老婆咧
？And just like the king Abimelech, we all want to know why did Abraham claim that Sarah was his sister？
啊，喺十一节到第三节咧，亚伯拉罕尝试佢去解释啊，俾佢听。
From verses 11 to 13, Abraham was trying to explain that.
啊，但系都俾呢度啦，俾我哋睇到啦。啊，究竟控制住亚伯拉罕嗰个心，嗰个罪喺边度咧？
But what we can see in these verses was what was controlling Abraham's heart.
啊，神要亚伯拉罕一学再学嗰个功课系乜嘢咧？
And what is the lesson that God wants Abraham to learn?Again and again.
啊，虽然有神嘅供人嘅应许同埋嘅供应
，even though there have been provisions from God, there have been promises from God.
喺呢度讲俾听嘅，就讲俾听亚伯拉罕嘅心里头仍然系去害怕。
But we see that within Abraham's heart there is still fear.
啊，就第一就真系呢个害怕就带嚟咗亚伯拉罕嘅错误嘅判断力同埋一个应付嘅方法。
And because of this fear, it caused Abraham to have the wrong judgment and to have the wrong kind of analysis.
啊，第十一节佢咁讲系嘛？ 我以为这个地方的人总不惧怕神，必会为我个妻子的缘故杀我。
So Abraham's reply was, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife.
因为他听到说有些有权有势的人要去吓那些软弱的人。
Because he's heard from the past that people with authority and power would want to belittle those who are without it.
更加呢，他会杀了这个女人的丈夫，拿了他的妻子啊。
So often they will kill the wife's husband in order to take away the wife.
亚伯拉罕想起迦南地的人，他都不认识耶和华。
And Abraham realized that the Canaanites didn't know Jehovah.
他们真的好似会好似呢，佐多玛人咁样样咁邪恶嘅对待外边嘅人。
Just like the Sodomites who are wicked toward foreigners.
于是到亚伯拉罕谂到佢自己嘅生命真系受到威胁啦。
Therefore, Abraham felt threatened.
我要谂计仔去保护自己。
So he thought of all kinds of schemes to protect himself.
你睇下，在到埋人好多时喺危险嘅时候，佢都净系谂到嘅就自己嘅安全，而忘记咗神啊。
So when danger comes, all he was caring about was his own security, and he forgot about God.
人忘记咗神嘅应许同埋神嘅供应。
Forgot about God's promise and God's provision.
忘记那些所谓他以为不惧怕神的人，正是他们最需要神的人。
And he forgot those who do not fear God are the ones who truly need God.
那些人就是正是神要藉着亚伯拉罕，要藉着我们，要将神那个祝福带给他们的那些人。
These are exactly the kind of people who need someone like Abraham or like us to bring God's blessing to them.
我觉得亚伯拉罕他错过了这个见证神的机会。
But Abraham had missed this chance to witness for God.
反而因为他所讲的大话都危害了这个国家的人。
And because of his lie, he almost endangered the people of that kingdom.
直到要神自己在梦里面去插手去拦阻这个阿米比勒王。
Only until God intervened during a dream to King Abimelech.
去拦阻他，免得他去得罪神。
God intervened so that the king would not offend God.
免得他的国家好像佐多玛咁去被神毁灭。
And to prevent this.Kingdom from being destroyed just like Sodom.
但其实亚伯拉罕真正要讲俾自己同埋讲俾人哋听系乜嘢咧？
So indeed, what does Abraham need to tell himself as well as the people there?
佢讲人咧，其实佢要讲嘅就系咩？其实撒拉系佢最亲密、最亲爱嘅妻子嚟噶。
He needs to tell people that Sarah is his.Closes his most loved wife.
是要用他的整个的生命去保护他的妻子。
She is his wife who needs to be protected with Abraham's life.
而不是说铁一级的兄妹的关系。
It is not just a relationship of siblings.
但这个这样的协定，似乎是亚伯拉罕和撒拉之间一早就约定好的。
But this actually had been something that both Abraham and Sarah had agreed upon in the past.
我睇到就十三节佢咁样讲。
So if we look at verse 13,
佢话当神佢两个喺度咁，即系有个协定啊。佢咁讲话，当神叫我离开父家嘅时候咧，喺漂流在外嘅时候咧，我就对他说无论我们去到什么地方，你可以对人说他就是我哥哥，也都是呢，这样呢，你就是你对待我的恩典了。
So this is a conversation between Abraham and Sarah. Abraham said, when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, Sarah, This is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother.
这个就是你待我的恩典。
That is how you will express your love to me.
是啊，即是说呢，这个就是你对我这样做呢，你就是你对我爱我的那个表现了。
If you do this, this is how you show your love to me.
我要求妻子这样去保护自己才叫做爱。
So you call that love when you ask your wife to, in order to protect yourself.
这个这样自我为中心的方法绝对不是神要他们这样做的。
This self-protection, self-centeredness is definitely not what God had asked them to do.
神比夫妻人成为一体这个教导。
When God taught us that two, a husband and wife should become one flesh,
是要教导他身体和他心灵上面的联合。
It is the unity between their flesh as well as their spirit.
他们按着圣经的真理的教导，彼此的相爱，彼此的委身。
According to what the teaching of the Bible is, they are to love one another. They are to commit to one another.
而不是说好像世人那种的实用主义。
It is not like what the world practices in terms of pragmatism.
就是说呢，但是实用主义就是说你做人要实际一点啊。
In other words, the world would tell us, oh, you need to be pragmatic, to be practical.
他说理得你是谁个啦，如果你达得到目的的。
So doesn't matter what happens, as long as you reach your goal.
或者达到目的的，可以不惜去牺牲这个公义和真理 的原则的。
So in order to achieve your benefit, it doesn't matter that you give up justice and righteousness.
是不是真正是要我们彼此相爱，不是要这样的去所谓实际。
So when God tells us to love one another, he is not telling us what the world sees as something that is practical.
第四，这个这样的约定，扎拉和阿伯拉罕和扎拉之间约定，他一早就这样说，很习惯了，很自然就这样去做的了。
So this agreement between Abraham and Sarah in terms of lying about their relationship had actually now become a habitual lie.
一个呢，佢一直仔到自己同埋去人哋都会相信嘅一个大话。
It had become a lie that they themselves, as well as the people being lied to, would believe.
他买子姓陈，就去了加拿大。
My paternal grandfather was a paper son, so he purchased this paper, certifying his birth, and so his last name as a paper son was Chan.
即系话咧，佢好惊人哋发觉佢咧唔系真系姓陈。
But he was always in fear of people discovering that he truly is not a Chan.
因为如果被发觉之后，他会被遣返回中国。
Because once he's discovered, he would be deported from this country.
于是他整世人用很多的大话，使自己和人家相信，他自己是姓陈的。
So he had to make up these lies so that even he himself, of course, plus other people, believe that he truly has that last name of Chan.
就是这样，很多的大话里面，使到他一个人活在很多的恐惧里面。
And all these lies create a lot of fear.
第二，当这个习惯，很习惯性用这个谎言来保护自己的时候。
And when we use habitual lie to try to protect ourselves,
表示亚伯拉罕对神嗰个怀疑。
That actually shows Abraham's doubt in God.
佢怀疑神嗰个应许，亦都怀疑神嗰个大能。
Abraham doubts God's promises as well as God's power.
他懷疑神是否真的有這樣的能力去保護他和供應給他?
He doubts that God has that power to protect him and to provide for him.
當神叫呼召亞伯拉罕離開本家出去的時候,
when God first called Abram to leave his place of residence,
神他是知道他一定會遇到包括在今日經文內所遇到的困難,
God foreknew the kinds of trials and difficulties, including what we are studying today, these difficulties.
我們每一個人一生裡面都遇到很多的事情, 包括今天我們遇到的困難,
God foreknows everything that is to happen to us, including what is happening to us nowadays.
所以他在創世記第15章第一節這樣說, 你不要懼怕, 我是你的盾牌。
And therefore, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, God tells him, Abram, fear not, Abram, I am your shield.
在12章第3節他都說, 那些為你祝福的,我都賜福給他,但如果那些咒助你的,我必咒助他。
And in chapter 12, verse 3, God tells him, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse.
亞伯拉罕一定覺得神講這些都是不夠的。
But Abraham still doesn't feel that's enough, what God has said to him.
他覺得他仍然可以或者他應該去掌管自己的生命。
He still felt that he should control his own life.
神說他有能力,但是我仍然需要我來幫他的。
So God does have power, but he does need my help.
但是神要亞伯拉罕學的功課是什麼呢?
So what is the lesson that God wants Abraham to learn?
神要他知道,沒有一樣東西比神更加的寶貴,更加有能力。
God wants Abraham to learn that there is nothing that is more precious and more powerful than God.
沒有一個人是比神更加知道我們的心,更加去愛我們。
Nobody can know our hearts. Nobody can love us more than God.
第三,亞伯拉罕也懷疑到神的良善。
Also, God, Abraham doubted God's goodness.
第13節他一開始他說, 是神叫我離開我的父家去漂流在外。
So in verse 13, Abraham felt that when God had me wander from my father's household.
聽來好像那些宿命論的這樣說,
So it sounded so fatalistic.
即是神好像把一個鐘上了鏈,然後放在那裡,任他自己自生自滅了。
So it was feeling as if God was just winding up a clock and just leaving it there and let it live or die.
他的口氣好像在埋怨神。
So he's actually blaming God.
在這25年來, 是神叫我在外面到處流浪。
So he's blaming God that, you know, all these years God needed, that wanted me to go wander around all over the place.
好像一個無家可歸的homeless這樣。
I feel like I'm homeless.
沒有一個安身的地方。
There's no place for me to lay my head.
使到我暴露在各樣的危險的裡面。
So I'm exposed to all kinds of dangers.
好像我今天這樣面對這些事情, 神都是你的錯來的。
Just like today, what I faced, Lord, that is your fault.
不是的,这个不是神的错。
No, that is not God's fault.
神当初呼召叫他成为大国,也有祝福,有给他致命,他指着人家都得到福气。
When God promised him to make him into a great nation, God also says that he, the nation, will also be a blessing to other nations.
神叫亞伯拉罕要仰望的是上帝的城。
So what God wants Abraham to fix his eyes on is God's city.
而唔係好似羅德咁去留戀地上嘅城。
Not like Lot, who wants to place his love and desire on a city in the world.
當神要帶亞伯拉罕嚟到呢個迦南地嘅時候。
So when God brought Abraham to the land of Canaan,
是做咩咧？係要佢代表神去宣告神喺呢一個地方上面嗰個嘅主權。
And Abraham was to proclaim God in this place.
神亞伯拉罕嚟到呢個基拉爾條拉呢個時候，呢個地方嘅時候。
So when Abraham reached this place, Gerar.
正是神要亚伯拉罕向亚比米勒王去见证神的公义和慈爱。
That is the time when God wants Abraham to testify and witness God's righteousness and love.
亚伯拉罕的时候，他应该去信靠神，他一定会保守他和看顾他和撒拉。
So during this time, Abraham should have trusted God and should have trusted that God would protect him and Sarah.
他应该诚诚实实的去告诉亚比米勒王。
And Abraham needed to have been honest with King Abimelech.
虽然他在他过去的一生的里面，他走过很多的不同的路。
Even though Abraham had gone through so many different paths.
虽然他们还没有儿女。
Even though they still are childless.
但是他应该告诉他，神是怎样去祝福他们一家，使他们一家能够去更多的彼此相爱。
He should have witnessed that God had still brought them with such love and that this whole household that is enjoying love.
叫他能够看，叫亚比米勒王看到他所敬拜的神是多么的慈爱，多么的有能力。
And he should have witnessed to this King Abimelech the power of God.
好叫亚比米勒王的心能够打开去悔改去相信。
So that the heart of King Abimelech would be open and that he would want to seek and trust God.
其实我们今天的基督徒都是神这样的同样去呼召我们。
Same thing here as Christians today, we are receiving the same kind of calling from God.
正如亚伯拉罕咁，就神呼召我哋喺呢个不信嘅世代去宣告神嘅主权同埋恩惠。
It is in this time of a lot of unbelief that He wants us to proclaim His trustworthiness.
亦都要去被提醒，去神咗俾我哋嘅应许。
And once again, that we are to be reminded of God's promises.
我们都要被提醒神那个大能和恩典是几咁大。
And to be reminded of how great His power is.
我们都要被提醒我们今天我们对神那个委身。
And to remember our commitment to God.
第三阵，亚伯拉罕心里头那个恐惧也都显露了他对神的不信服。
And the fear in Abraham also showed forth his disobedience to God.
信服是什么呢？信服就是那些不惜付任何的代价去遵行神的旨意的决心。
So this, to obey and to submit is to follow God no matter what the cost is.
因为咧，边个系我哋人生嗰个主宰咧
？So because who is our Lord and our Master？
啊，喺今日嘅经文睇到咧，对亚伯拉罕嚟讲，有一样嘢比信服神嘅更加个重要。
So what we see today in the passage is that to Abraham there was something that was even more important than God。
啊！嗰、那个比信服神更加重要嘅就咩？就佢觉得佢就佢自己嗰条命。
So what was that? That was his own life.
啊！但当有一样嘢对一个人嚟讲系比神更加重要嘅时候
So if something or someone had become even more important than God,
我哋已经将佢摆喺我心里头，好似奉好似偶像咁样去敬拜。
So then that thing or that person had become an idol within our heart that we worship.
而好多时候人最大嗰个偶像其实就系佢自己。
And oftentimes the biggest idol is ourselves.
佢就呢个就佢常要对佢。在他自己和人都相信的这个这样的大话
And we start to believe our own lies.
在当我们平日风平浪静的时候我们不是很觉
So we don't really feel it when things are going smoothly.
但是当我们遇到困难的时候
But when we encounter difficulties,
或者当人家看到我们的伤痕的时候
Or when people see our wounds,
我哋就会大发个脾气
，and then we it is then that we would lose
或者我会我变得我哋好惊
，and people would see our fear
因为觉得我哋个存在或者我哋个安全感受到威胁
，because we feel threatened our security our existence are threatened
所以我哋个仇敌唔系我哋外面嗰个嘅世界。
Therefore, the enemies often are not the world outside.
亚伯拉罕的仇敌不是这个亚比米勒王。
And Abraham's enemy was not King Abimelech.
而是他的内心那个里面那个不信和不信服神。
It was his disbelief and his disobedience.
虽然很多时候环境使得我们觉得很惧怕。
So a lot of times circumstances can cause fear.
但是在那时候相反的亚伯拉罕应该这样的去对他自己的说。
But at that, it is at that exact moment, Abraham should have said to himself,
神既然已经应许我藉着撒拉去生子的时候
And if God had already promised that Sarah would bear a son,
虽然这些人可能他不惧怕神
And also if these people may not believe in God,
但神仍然能够去保护我的。
But God can still protect me.
就算不是都好。
Even if that was not the case.
有什么比信服神更加重要呢?
What can be even more important than submitting and obeying God?
当我在这里就想起但以利和那几个朋友。
And it is here that I thought of Daniel plus his friends.
当他们被要求要去向那个王那个金像去跪拜的时候
When they were asked to kneel down and bow down to the king and the golden statue.
其实他可以好像很多人那样侧侧膊是这样可以过关咯
So he and his friends could have just, you know, pretended that.They would bow down.
但他们有一个坚定的立场他们不去敬拜
But they stood firmly and refused to bow down and worship.
在但以利书第三章第十七到第十八节这样说
And in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18.
即使如此，我们所侍奉的神能够将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。王啊，他的神必能救我们脱离你的手。即话不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Verses 17 to 18 in Daniel 3. If this be so,Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
他们那个力量和信心是哪里来的?
Where did their strength and their faith come from?
是从他们决心要去对付和致死他内心的罪来开始。
It began with their heart that wanted to put sin in their hearts to death.
不单说我外在的坏习惯我们要除去,
not only do we need to get rid of bad habits,
但神更给我们的功课是什么呢?
The lesson God wants us to learn is that we need to put to death a sin that are in our heart. And God wants us to get rid of the idols that are in our hearts.
就是那些以我们自己为中心去不信靠纯信服神那个罪.
And to get rid of the sin that, that are self-centeredness and not trusting in God. Because these sin would weaken our spirit. And it would take away the authority of God. So we will be led just like a cattle to be taking wherever we are being led. To sin repeatedly things that we had done, we had succumbed to before. In this spiritual warfare,
我们与其我们每天去听我们自己对自己和对人所说的大话之外,
beside us listening to our own lies or telling lies to others,
我就听着说对自己说我没了它不行的我没了这件事我会死的,
we start telling ourselves, I cannot live without this.
我没了这件事我会很害怕的,
I will be so frightful if I lose that.
反而我们要很坚定的很立刻的这样对自己说,
but instead of that, we need to immediately be very steadfast and say to ourselves,
我们要经常的去这样用神的话语的去对我们自己的心这样说,
and we need to use God's word to speak to our own hearts.
神是我们的帮助我们还惧怕谁呢?
God is our help, whom shall we fear?
就好像耶稣基督在试探的时候在马太福音这样说,
and just like when Jesus was tempted in the book of Matthew,
他说经常记载着人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切的说话,
Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
我们都要经常对我们自己说我们当拜主你的神单要侍奉他,
and that we also have to say, shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
我们要勤读圣经，我用圣经的话语来对付我们心里头的罪。
We need to read the word of God and use the word of God.
与其我们很习惯性地跟着我们心里头的情欲去行事的时候,
when we are to act only upon our habitual sin,
我们应该养成一个要每天去削弱罪恶的力量的习惯,
and but instead we need to build up this habit of dealing with our daily sin.
即是说什么呢? 我们每一天的习惯性的, 我要看出什么叫做是罪.
So in other words, we need to daily, habitually know how to look at sin and deal with it.
当我们认出这件事是不合乎圣经的罪的时候，我们要立刻去对付它。
When we realize that this is sin, this is not according to what God teaches us, we need to deal with it right away.
好像我们好像看拳赛一样, boxing,
oh, just like watching boxing.
他一出现的时候,
so as soon as your opponent comes out, you got to go and beat him. So we have to beat down this sin that is in our heart.
我哋要打到佢嘅倒地不起为止，咁样先至能够，咁样先喺里面去能够治死呢个罪。
So we need to beat it to such a way that sin cannot raise its ugly head again.
我哋嘅经验话俾我听，坏嘅习惯唔容易去打破。
So we know that it is so difficult to break through very bad habits.
更系何况我哋内心嗰个罪性呢
？And even more so, the sinful nature in our heart.
所以我哋唔能够对住我哋内心嗰个罪有好多个宽容。
Therefore, we cannot tolerate sin.
话等下次先啦，等我做埋今次啦，唔系真系咁紧要噶嘛
？So we cannot tolerate by saying, "Oh, you know, we'll wait till next time. It's not that bad."
一次就够噶啦。
One time is enough.
当我们知道这件事在我们心里出现的时候，我们要立刻去对付它。
So when we see that rearing its ugly head, we need to deal with it right away.
用圣经的话语去审察我们的内心。
To examine our own hearts by God's word.
祈祷求上求圣灵的帮助，让我们有力量去面对。
Pray and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit so we may be able to face it.
正如阿巴拉罕咁样，有好多好多重复嘅功课，我成日都要去学。
So just like Abraham, there are so many lessons that are repeatedly offered to us that we need to learn.
其实神每一日都系咁样样去塑造我哋嘅人生。
And God daily is molding our lives.
塑造我哋成为好似佢儿子耶稣基督嘅模样。
So that we can become more and more like his son Jesus.
这个是我们基督徒一生的功课。
That is our lifelong lesson as Christians.
对耶稣基督来讲，没有一样东西比顺服神更加的重要。
To Jesus, there is nothing more important than to obey and submit to his Father.
甚至他进入到一个地步，他痛苦的去死在十字架上面。
Even to the point when he was in agony, when he was being crucified.
耶稣基督在钉十字架之前那晚是客西马尼园这样祈祷。
And before he was crucified the night, at the Garden of Gethsemane,
马太福音第26章第39节，他说：我父啊，倘若可行，求你将这个杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
And in Matthew 26:39, Jesus says, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
就因为耶稣基督这个进步带来我们 人类的救赎。
It is because of Jesus Christ's obedience that he brought forth our salvation.
击败了我们那个控制我们人心里面那个罪恶的势力。
He defeated the power that controls our hearts.
就瓦解了我们对神那个怀疑，对神那个能力和良善的一个怀疑。
And Jesus broke through our doubts about the goodness and the power of God.
在罗马书八章32节，他说：神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同的白白的赐给我们吗？
In Romans chapter 8:32, it says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all,How will he not also, with him graciously, give us all things?
用神的爱去融化我们那个不信和不信服的心。
Let God's love soften and melt our hearts of unbelief.
用神的爱使到我们有一个喜乐和甘心的去信服。
And let God's heart help us to joyously, obey and submit.
虽然这条路会很漫长,
though this is a long journey,
但是神是全能主，是我们的力量和盾牌。
But he is our strength and our shield.
他一定会引领到我们回到天家，在那里我们要永远的去赞美他。
God will lead us to his heavenly home where we will joyously worship him eternally.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你可以做是人无 是人所不能够做的事情。
You can do the impossible.
你会使到我们的惧怕是因着你的同在而变得去信靠。
You can allay our fears because of your presence with us.
你会使到我们那个不信的心，因着我们更多去认识你的福音的时候，更多的喜乐。
And our unbelief can turn into joy when we get to know you more and more.
因着这个救恩的喜乐，我们更加的去愿意去信靠和去信服你。
And it is this joy of salvation that would enable us to trust you and to submit and obey you.
在我们这个这么成长的路上充满困难。
Though there are lots of trials and tribulations through our path of maturity.
无论我们的世界所面对的是几咁的混乱。
No matter what tumults we face in this world.
但是让我们举目仰望是你自己。
Let us focus our eye on you.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.